朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
最近教会一连串发生了许多的事情，所以我们不得不在思考教会首要的一个责任。
Recently, many things happened in our church, so we are forced to think what is our responsibility.
就是如何关怀肢体的需要。
That is how to care for the needs of our brothers and sisters.
如何去关怀人。
How to care for people.
如何去传主的福音。
How to preach gospel.
其实这两个问题是相关的，就是关怀人跟传福音。
Actually, these two issues are related. How to care for people and how to preach gospel.
正如爱有两种。
Just like love, there are two kinds.
有爱人跟爱人的灵魂。
Love people and love people's soul.
爱人是满足一个人身体跟心理的需要。
Love people is to satisfy people's needs.
爱人的灵魂是满足一个人他灵魂的需要。
Love somebody's soul is to care for his spiritual needs.
我们都爱我们的父母。
We all love our parents.
我们希望他们能够过平安快乐的日子。
We all hope that they can live peacefully and joyfully.
但我们有没有关心他们灵魂的需要？
But have we cared for their spiritual needs?
他们有没有永生？
Do they have eternal lives?
其实这两者应当合在一起。
The two actually should be together.
就是我们关怀一个人的时候，我们应当关怀他心理生理的需要，也要关怀他灵魂的需要。
That is, when we care for somebody, we not only need to care for this person's physical needs, we also need to care for this person's spiritual needs.
今天我想用罗马书第十二章九到二十一节来谈一谈我们怎么样去真正的关怀人。
Today, let's study Romans chapter 12, 9 through 21 to see how we actually care for people.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们来到你的面前，我们来敬拜。
Heavenly Father, we come to you to worship you.
我们也是开启我们心灵的眼睛，跟敞开自己的心。
We open our eyes of our hearts and open our hearts.
帮助我们，让我们能够从你的话语中看见你向我们所存的心意。
Help us to see your purpose from your words.
好叫我们每一位都能被你的话语所激动而改变。
So we can be excited by your words and be changed.
求主帮助我们。
God, please help us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 我们关怀是以真的爱为出发点的。
When we care for other people, we start with true love.
那么什么是真正的爱呢？
What is true love?
我们来看罗马书十二章九到十节，我们一起念，请。爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。这里讲到真实的爱有三个特质。
There are three characters in true love.
就是第一，真的爱是没有虚假的。
First, true love is not fake.
对就说对，不对就说不对。
What is correct is correct. What is wrong is wrong.
关怀的事情最困难的就是要说实话。
The most difficult thing in caring for people is to tell the truth.
但如果我们一开始就说实话真话，那不会等到事态严重的时候才说，那就更糟。
If we start by telling the truth from the beginning, it will not be too late.
那真正的爱也是从心里面去对待对方像是自己的手足。
True love is also treat other people just like our own brothers and sisters.
就是说有一种委身的态度。
That is to have some sense of commitment.
好像我的两个哥哥都中风过。
Just like my two older brothers, they all have had stroke.
那我自己一忙，有的时候就会忘记他们。
When I get too busy, sometimes I forget about them.
可是我姐姐就会常常打电话给我 ，remind 我。
But my older sister often calls me and reminds me.
因为我们是弟兄姐妹，我们需要彼此的委身。
Because we are brothers and sisters, we need to commit to each other.
那真正的爱就是把对方当作是自己的手足。
True love is to regard other people as my own brothers and sisters.
那真正的爱也是尊重对方的爱。
True love is also a love of respect.
这里说恭敬人要彼此的谦让。
It says here that we need to be humble to each other.
就是把自己放在别人的下面。
That is to put ourselves under other people.
我们每一个人都有一个次序表。
All of us have a list of order.
不知不觉当中，我们就把人放在这个次序表上。
And subconsciously, we put people on this list.
我们自己就是一个指标。
Ourselves is the measure.
凡是在我们自己以上的都有优先权。
Those above ourselves have priority.
那一些比我们差的人，我们就把它放在自己以下。
Those who we think are below us are below us on the list.
那什么是真爱呢？
So what is true love?
就是把你自己放在最下面。
That is to put yourself at the bottom of this list.
让每一个人都高过你。
Let every person be above you.
真正的爱是要以圣经为基础的。
True love must be based on the Bible.
不然我们就很快的会像世人一样的观念去决定彼此的关系。
Otherwise, very quickly, we'll be just like the world, decide on our relationship with
others. 或者是用一种烂爱、烂好人的爱去对待人。
Or maybe love without any principle.
这里讲到真爱是出发点。
True love is the beginning point.
然后他说，我们对自己也应当有要求。
We also need to have certain requirement on ourselves.
这个我们都懂，凡是成功的人，他们都是会律己的人。
We all know that the successful people are all those who can control themselves.
因为最难处理的就是自己。
Because the most difficult person to deal with is ourselves.
这里第七节、第八节，我们一起来念，请。殷勤不可懒惰，要心中火热，常常服侍主，在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。这里讲到六件自律的事情。
It talks about six things that we need to exercise for self-control.
第一就是殷勤不可以懒惰。
First is do not be slothful in zeal.
今天早上有多少人是按时起床的？举手看看。
How many people got up according to original time?
恐怕有些人多给你一个小时，还是觉得睡不够呢。
Maybe getting more hour, you still don't feel it's enough time to sleep.
有没有人忘记先来了一个小时啊？大概没有。
Anybody came here an hour earlier?
你知道治疗懒惰有三个办法。
You know there are three ways to heal being slothful.
第一就是你要真正的了解自己的问题所在。
First, you need to truly understand where your problem is.
可能是事情太多，压力太大。
Maybe too many things, too much pressure.
或者是你真的是身体疲倦。
Maybe you are really tired.
或者是你不喜欢某件事情某个人。
Maybe you don't like certain things, certain people.
第二步就是我们要把事情简单化。
The second way is to simplify things.
越过去一些不重要的事情。
Jump over non-important things.
第三就是要有一个人经常能够提醒你。
The third is you need to have somebody who is there to remind you all the time.
或是能够帮助你恢复跟神之间的关系。
Or someone who can help you to recover your relationship with God.
那你们大概都知道那个人经常是谁。
You know who that person is?
啊，就坐在你旁边那个人嘛。
The person who sits next to you.
所以你要不懒惰，那么你就必须有这三件事情。
So in order not to be slothful, you need to have these three things.
然后他说我们灵里面要火热。
It also says we need to be fervent in spirit.
圣灵是神给我们最好的东西。
The Holy Spirit is the best gift that God gives.
可是我们经常忘掉它。
But often we forget.
神有无限的能力供我们去支取。
God has infinite power for us to take.
这就是为什么我们需要常常在一起祷告。
That's why we need to pray together.
其实祷告就是唤醒我们沉睡的灵。
To pray is actually to awaken our sleeping spirit.
当我们一起祷告的时候，圣灵就把我们的灵叫醒过来。
When we pray together, the Holy Spirit wakes up our spirit.
他在我们的里面就点起火来，让我们火热，能够成全神的善工。
It starts a fire, so we all become fervent to do God's work.
第三个，我们对自己的要求就是要持续的侍奉。
The third we need to require ourselves is to continue to serve.
服侍主是不能够勉强的。
Serving God cannot be forceful.
因为一勉强，那就没有永远的果效。
If do it by because of pressure, it will not have lasting fruits.
我以前也是。常常做事情虎头蛇尾。
Often when I did things before, I was started with zeal but ended with almost nothing.
但这些年来，慢慢我就体会到一个更重要的事情，就是 consistency， 就是持续。
But these days, I start to realize that consistency is important.
那持续的做好一件事情，比你做很多的事更重要。
Doing certain things consistently is a lot better than doing many other things.
有人说牧师你的惯性很大，因为你一做就做了27年。
Some people say, Pastor, you have a lot of inertia because you have run for 27 years.
其实只要你持续不怠，事情久了就会有果效。
Actually, as long as you are being consistent, over a long time, there will be fruits.
第四个我们要学的自律就是应当有盼望才会有喜乐。
The number four we need to learn is to rejoice in hope.
我们的喜乐是从盼望而来。
Our joy comes from hope.
因为我们相信神掌管我们的未来。
Because we believe that God controls our future.
他爱我们，他一定会帮助把最好的给我们。
He loves us, he will give the best to us.
所以我们只要现在尽上我们的本分，将来神一定会带领。
So as long as we do what we ought to do now, in the future God will lead us.
那一种的轻松是因为我们对神有绝对的盼望。
This is because we have our ultimate hope in God.
第五要学习的就是在患难中忍耐。
The number four we need to learn is to be patient in tribulation.
天下没有过不去的难处。
There is no difficulty in the world that cannot overcome.
许多人说过不去，过不去，哎，还是过去了。
Many people say, "Oh, cannot go over, cannot over," but still, finally, it will go over.
因为死了就过去了嘛。
Because if you're dead, it's over.
我们的耐力往往是超过我们自己所能够理解的。
Our patience is actually sometimes beyond what we can imagine.
尤其是生活中渐渐累积的压力。
Especially those pressures that's gradually accumulated through our lives.
因为这是神给我们的本能。
Because this is the original ability that God gave us.
所以我们不必为目前我们所遭到的难处过分的忧虑。
So we don't need to worry too much about the difficulty that we face.
只要我们相信神，神一定会帮助我们度过。
As long as we believe in God, God will help us to go through.
最后一个我们要学习的就是祷告，恒切的祷告。
The last thing we need to learn is to pray constantly.
很多时候我们向神的祷告都是像微祷，就是我们在心里的祷告。
Often we pray only in our hearts.
那种的祷告很好，但是还是不够的。
Such prayer is good, but not enough.
因为我们需要和我们的弟兄姐妹在一起祷告。
Because we need to pray with our brothers and sisters together.
主耶稣说，他说，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么，我在天上的父就必要成全。
Lord Jesus told us that, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven.
所以你看，基督徒在一起祷告，有神特别的应许。
So Christians pray together are promised by God.
这个神一定会垂听。
This God will listen.
那这里提到六件我们对自己应当操练的，才会做一个好的辅导。
There are six things that we need to exercise in order to be a good counselor.
殷勤、火热、持续、盼望、忍耐和祷告。
Zeal, fervent, serve, persistent, joyful, patient, and constant in prayer.
很好，谢谢。第三，我们对别人的态度怎么样？
Number three, how do we treat other people?
我们再来念十三、十四节，请圣徒缺乏要帮补，客要依偎的款待，逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福，不可咒诅。圣经教导我们，我们要彼此扶持，互相的帮助。
The Bible taught us that we need to help with each other.
我常说，如果我们教会当中有缺乏，好像活不下去的人，那是我们教会的羞耻。
And I often say that if we have people in our church who are so poor that cannot continue to live on, that is shameful to our church.
但我感谢神，在过去的日子中，我们看到有好一些家庭遇到了经济的困难，其他人就默默地资助。
But I'm very thankful that in the past there were people who ran into financial difficulties and a lot of brothers and sisters just come and help.
有的同学家庭变故，所以不能够付学费，也有弟兄姐妹在那里支持。
Some students had some trouble paying for tuition because of change in family status, and many brothers and sisters come to help.
有的弟兄姐妹失去了工作，其他的人就拼命帮他递履历表，或者是向老板推荐。
Some brothers and sisters lost their jobs, and other brothers and sisters come to help them with their resumes, and so forth.
有的弟兄姐妹每一周都开放自己的家，请那些访问的学者来家中做客，来听福音。
Some brothers and sisters open their house every week to invite visiting scholars to come and listen to the gospel.
我很感谢主，在我们当中这个关怀的事工渐渐的开始，许多人愿意来参与。
I'm very thankful to our Lord that our caring ministry has begun and many people are participating.
没有人要求，这些都是出于个人自己内心圣灵的感动。
Nobody requires them. It's all because they are moved by the Holy Spirit.
对圣徒，我们要爱心的扶持。那对仇敌怎么样呢？
To saints, we need to help with each other. Then what about to our enemies?
主耶稣的教训很清楚，要爱仇敌，为那些逼迫你们的祷告。
Lord Jesus taught us very clearly that we need to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us.
你知道祝福别人是基督徒最大的特权。
Now, the biggest privilege Christians have is to bless other people.
因为祝福就是请求神来介入别人的需要。
Because blessing is to ask God to come to help those who are in need.
我们经常忘记了神给我们这一种祝福人的特权。
We often forget about this privilege that God gave us.
所以当你的老板逼迫你的时候，或者是要你加班又不给你加薪。
So when your boss is persecuting you, ask you to put more hours without any raising salary.
或者你的车子在停车场被人家撞到，又不晓得是谁撞到。
Or your car got hit in the parking lot and not knowing who did that.
或者是有人把你家的信箱给撞倒，也不晓得是谁撞的。
Or somebody knocked down your mailbox post and not knowing who.
那我请问，当你心里面充满了气愤跟苦毒，又有什么用呢？
So let me ask you, what would it do when you are angry?
为什么不把这一种的气氛转变成为为对方祝福的祷告呢？
Why don't you change this kind of anger into blessing and praying for other people?
当我们用恶言去咒诅对方，我们就变成像对方一样的无知。
When we curse other people with bad words, we become same ignorant as those other people.
我们心中咒骂别人，别人根本听不见。
When we curse other people cannot even hear.
但是有两位听见了
，But two heard.
一是你自己，一就是上帝。
One is yourself, the other is God.
我们做一个好的辅导，有十二个基本的条件。
To be a good counselor, there are 12 basic requirements.
哦，你说牧师这太难了，我怎么能够做辅导呢
？You might say it's too difficult. How can I do it?
还是讲给你听。
Still need to tell you.
第一要勇气。
First, you need to have courage.
就是接受挑战。
To face challenge.
第二就是有智慧，能够做正确的判断。
Second, you need to be wise in order to discern things.
第三就是创意，要按照对方的需要来帮助对方。
Third, you need to be creative, help people with what they need.
第四就是灵性，跟主有一个好的关系。
Fourth is being pneumatic. You need to have a good relationship with God.
第五，成熟就是会仔细的思考事情。
Number five, to be mature in order to really think about things thoroughly.
第六就是热忱，有一个热心去帮助人。
Six, compassion. You need to be compassionate.
第七是相信神的信心。
Third is the faith to be faithful, believing in God.
第八是谦卑，就是会看到别人的长处。
Eight, you need to be humble. You need to see other people's good parts.
第九就是可靠，不会讲别人的秘密。
Nine is to be reliable, not to gossip other people's secret things.
第十就是亲爱，你会觉得别人都是可爱的。
Ten,
charismatic.
Think people are lovingly.
那别人也会觉得你是可爱的。
And people will also think that you are lovingly.
第十一就是纪律，就是对自己严格的要求。
And then discipline yourself.
最后就是坚定，是指的我们持定原则而不轻易妥协。
And finally, being strong and hold your principles steadfast.
当然，我知道。我们当中可能很少人有这十二个条件。
I know probably very few of us are satisfied these 12 conditions.
但是我们可以努力。
But we can try.
至少我们做四件吧。
At least we can try four of them.
第一，我们以身作则。
First, we try to be a good model, role model.
因为别人不是听我们讲什么，他是看我们做什么。
Because people don't listen to what you say, they follow what you do.
第二就是以爱来填沟。
Second, we can fill the gap with love.
许多时候因为背景的不同，年纪的差异，我们造成了彼此的鸿沟。
Very often because of the age differences, because of the culture differences, we might have some gaps.
但只有爱能够填满这个鸿沟。
But love can fill such gaps.
我有时候看师母，她跟这一些小伙伴们差了至少40岁。
When I see my wife, pastor's wife, she is probably older than those young students by probably 40 years.
真的，有的时候可以做他们的祖母了。
She can probably be their grandmother.
但是她会用爱心去爱他们。
But she would love them.
彼此就觉得没有鸿沟。
And there did not seem to be any gap.
第三个我们可以做的就是放下自己的身段。
The third is to put down ourselves.
千万不要倚老卖老，觉得我是老师，所以我用老师的态度去关心你。
Never counsel other people as being a teacher.
我们总是要跟对方能够平起平坐。
We need to be at the same level with other people.
因为主耶稣也这样说，我不再以你们为仆人。因为仆人不知道主人所做的，我称你们为朋友。
Because Lord Jesus also said that no longer I call you servants, because servants do not know what his master does, but I call you friends.
最后，我们一个可以做的事情就是学着将心比心。
And finally, what we can learn is to learn to feel for others.
那就是同心，站在对方的立场角度来为对方着想。
That is to be empathetic and stand at the same level as other people.
那这个就是同理心。
This is empathy.
我们一起来念十五节、十六节，请。与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭，要彼此同心，不要志气高大，倒要辅救卑微的人，不要自以为聪明。同理心。同心就是进入到对方的感觉中。
Having empathy is to get into other people's feeling.
同理心是需要有一个被爱的对象。
To be empathetic, there needs to be an object.
按着对方的需要来体会，来着想。
You need to feel and think according to others' needs.
有一位妻子看这个连续剧看得非常受感动，就哭起来了。
There's a wife who watched sitcom and so moved and start to cry.
丈夫在旁边就说，这有什么好哭，这都在演戏啊。
The husband said, why bother, this is all a show.
妻子就说，你还不是一样，你看球赛的时候大喊大叫，那球员也听不见了。
Wife says, you are the same. When you yell and shout when in a ball game, the players cannot hear.
这个不是同理心，这叫自作多情。
This is not empathy.
同理心是需要一个被爱的对象。
Being empathetic, you need to have an object.
愿意谦卑自己去辅救对方。
And be willing to humble yourselves to be with that person.
我们常常帮助人，会给人家一种错误的感觉，觉得我比你好，所以我来帮助你。
When we help other people, we often give people a wrong impression that it's like I'm better than you, so I come to help you.
如果我们是做辅导或帮助人，我们一定要了解这一点，同理心是我跟你是一样的，我也要请你来帮助我。
Being a good counselor, it is important to understand that empathy is very important. I'm no different than you.
理解对方，这是非常重要的事情。
Understanding others is very important.
所以我们来看一看做学生工作这一个对于8590后的人的一些基本的认识。
So let us take a look, see how we can know those who are born after 85 and or 90.
首先，他们的父母是用丰富的物质来表达他们对儿女的爱。
First, their parents express their love by a lot of material things.
所以他们的儿女会觉得我们花父母的钱是天经地义的事。
So their children would think that take it for granted to spend their parents' money.
因为他们只有我这个孩子，我不替他们花，谁花呢？
Because I'm their only child, if I don't spend their money, who will spend their money?
所以我们看到了这样的情况，你不要大惊小怪，你就是说时代不同了。
So when you see this, don't be upset. Just recognize that time has changed.
第二就是这些8590后，他们的父母感到社会的不安全。
Also, their parents feel that the society is unsafe.
因为改革开放之后，这个社会的发展是越来越快，泡沫经济让人心里不安。
Because the society has changed very quickly, and there's a lot of bubble economy, so people feel unsafe.
加上社会的污染，所以他们都想把儿女送到国外安全的地方去。
Plus the pollution, so they all would like to send their children to abroad to a better and more stable place.
第三，父母他们信仰 解离，换句话说，他们没有信仰。
Also, their parents do not believe in anything.
他们就是一辈子都忙着赚钱，有一套房子，再买一套，再买一套。
They've been busy earning money, buying one house, another, and third one, and so forth.
所以这种的信仰真空，导致于他们的儿女也是对人生没有一个目标跟方向。
So this vacuum of belief caused their children having no direction to go.
第四就是父母对于独生子女的照顾是无微不至。
And number four, the parents care for their children to all details.
他们一方面给孩子很高的自主权。
They give them a lot of freedom.
一方面又十分关心到每一个细节。
But at the same time, they care to all details.
更糟糕的就是他们独生的子女就没有兄弟姐妹，所以他们人际关系是一塌糊涂。
And the worst is because of only children, they have no siblings, so their interpersonal skills are pretty bad.
所以遇到困难的事情就拼命的躲避，不晓得如何去处理。
So when they come across difficulty, they try to avoid. They don't know how to deal.
第五，他们的父母是过分的介入或控制他们的生活。
Number five, some parents are get too much into their lives and control too much.
很多小伙伴他们每一天还要跟父母视频。
And many young students have to Skype with their parents every day.
如果两三天不见，父母就天天就急着用WeChat到处找人。
If they don't talk to their parents for two or three days, their parents would try to connect them with WeChat.
那造成了儿女们对自己的情绪不晓得怎么处理。
That makes the children don't know how to deal with their own emotions.
过去有难处会找父母的渣。
In the past, when they have difficulty, they just go to their parents.
现在遇到了委屈，不晓得也不敢跟父母讲，就忍着。
And now when they come across difficulties, they don't know, they don't want to talk to their parents, so they just hold those to themselves.
有的已经被学校开除了，还不敢跟父母说。
Some even who have even been dismissed by schools, they just still did not dare to tell their parents.
第六，因为中国的社会是以物质为基础的人际关系。
Number six, because the Chinese society is the relationship is based on materialism.
造成了人用物质来衡量彼此的关系。
It causes people justify their relations by material things.
所以人人都追求名牌的手机，名牌的汽车。
So everybody is chasing brand things.
结果人真正的价值都被忽略了。
And the true value of humans are being ignored.
第七，社会普遍的参与虚拟的游戏。
And number seven, the whole society participates into virtual games.
现在年轻人打游戏跟我们以前打弹珠一样。
Nowadays, the young students, young people playing computer games the same as when we play glass balls before.
你们都晓得网上这些游戏充满了色情跟暴力。
You know, these games on the internet is full of violence and
还有很多是思想的控制。
And a lot of control of thoughts.
那有教你怎么样子自杀的。
Some even teach you how to commit suicide.
从开始杀老鼠开始。
How to start with killing mice.
然后杀邻居的狗。
And kill neighbor's dogs.
最后你就有胆量杀自己。
And finally, you will be brave enough to kill yourself.
因为社会它的这个现实虚伪是很肤浅的。
Because the society is really shallow and hypocritic.
所以年轻人缺乏深度思考的能力。
So young people lack the ability to think deeply.
他们的注意力只有十五二十分钟。
Their attention span is only 15 to 20 minutes.
所以被称为草莓族。
So they're being called strawberry people.
那就是外表看起来非常的鲜丽，但是里面是空心的。
That is, outside seems to be nice, but inside is hollow.
你们没有吃过草莓，中间是空心的。
Have you had those strawberry, big strawberry, inside is shallow.
而且皮肤是很薄很薄，很容易就受到伤害，或者是发霉腐烂。
And the skin is very thin. It's easily got rotten.
再有就是中国的社会性解放，个人主义非常的流行。
And also today's Chinese society, there's a sex revolution and individualism.
所以大学生同居在一起，不高兴就分手。
So college students, they cohabit together and they don't like each other, they just part.
教导的就是要容忍不同的人，保护弱者。
What is being taught is to be tolerant to different kinds of people.
都是跟美国学的。
All learned from the US.
其实就是反对传统的价值观。
All these are against the traditional view.
最后，社会快速的发展就造成对未来的一种憧憬。
And also because the fast development of the society, it causes some type of a hope for the future of China.
现在的年轻人成长的过程都没有吃过苦。
And nowadays, the young people during their growing up, nobody had suffered anything.
他们看到的都是超英赶美的这一种发展。
All they saw is the development to surpass the U.S., surpass England.
渐渐他们把自己就放得很大。
And gradually they amplify themselves.
他们都相信21世纪是中国人的世纪，中国会成为最强的国家。
They all believe that the 21st century is a century of China. China will become the strongest nation in the world.
其实他们不晓得，一个强国是需要以民主跟道德来建立的。
And what they don't understand is a strong nation needs democracy and moral to support.
我们首先要了解这个八五九零后的青年人是多么的不同。
We need to understand those young people how different they are.
然后我们才能够进入他们的同理心，来带给他们永恒的真理。
Then we can have empathy to be with them to bring them to the truth.
那对我们自己的同工有什么样的态度呢？
How should we treat our own co-workers?
我们来念十七、十九节，来，不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事，要留心去做。若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着主说：“伸冤在我，我必报应。”首先，我们要学会饶恕人。
First, we need to learn to forgive people.
没有一件比神饶恕我们的罪更大的饶恕。
No forgiveness is bigger than God forgiving our sins.
所以我们要学着看别人的长处，能够放大别人的长处，缩小对方的短处。
So we need to see other people's good parts, amplify them, and reduce their bad parts.
第二，我们同工们之间要彼此小心地处理大家都看重的事情。
Second, among co-workers, we need to be very careful to deal with those things that's important to all of us.
约大家所关心的事，我们约要仔细地去做决定。
The more something that's important to all of us, the more careful we need to be.
第三，我们要尽量的追求和睦。
Third, we need to make peace.
人喜欢分，这是天性。
People like to separate, to divide. This is nature.
所以我们合一是难的，就要努力。
So to have unity is difficult, so we need to work on it.
不要忘记主耶稣在世上最后的祷告就是求信徒的合一。
Don't forget, Lord Jesus' last prayer on earth is to ask for disciples' unity.
最后要学会交托给主。
Finally, we need to learn to entrust to God.
我们做不了的事情就放在祷告中交给神。
Those things we cannot do, we need to entrust in God.
不要想说每一件事我都要做。
And don't try to do everything by ourselves.
最后，我们看一看传扬基督的福音。
And finally, let's take a look, see how we can preach the gospel of Christ.
基督徒的辅导和世界的心理辅导 最大的不一样，就是我们最终的目的是要把人带到神的面前。
The biggest difference between counseling of Christians and the world is that we would like to bring people to God.
所以我们一定要传福音。
So we must preach gospel.
我们来念一下这一段经文。我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运行的大能尽心竭力。首先我们要用智慧去传福音。
First, when we preach gospel, we need to have wisdom.
传福音的方法可以不同，内容都是一样。
The method can be different, but it's the same content.
最近我们学会看到使者协会他们办这一个福音营，就是用年轻人喜欢的角色扮演的方法来传福音。
We recently have seen this organization. They have a gospel camp that is emphasizing role playing.
福音的内容一定要以神的话为主。
The content of gospel must be based on God's word.
所以就有劝诫指出人错误。
So it will have warning.Tells people their wrongdoings.
这个世界他们做心理辅导也是要帮助人做正确的事。
This, the worldly psychological counseling is also to try to help other people.
但是两种用的标准不一样，我们的标准是神的话。
But the standards are different. Our standard is God's word.
最后我们的目标是要叫人学会自己去依靠神。
Finally, our objective is to teach people to learn to lean on God.
而不是让他去依靠辅导他的人。
Rather than letting this person to lean on the person, the counselor.
所以这里说是在基督里，这是关键。
So the key is in Christ.
所以整个辅导的过程就是要领人来靠近神。
So the whole process of counseling is to lead people to close to be close to Christ.
让他自己能够体会到神在帮助他。
Let him feel that God is helping him.
当然，有的时候有一些人他们理性已经错乱。
And some people, their minds are messed up.
所以就可能需要用药物来控制。
And those people need to take some medication.
当然，神也可以用药来帮助人。
God can also help people with medicine.
但是最终不是要靠着药物的控制。
But eventually it's not because of the control by the medicine.
我们刚才提到八五九零后他们的特质。
We just talked about the characteristics of those who are born after 85 and 90.
那我们怎么样向他们传福音呢？
How do we preach gospel to them?
很快的讲一下。
Let me talk about this quickly.
第一，他们在寻求家的延伸。
First, they are looking for extension of their family.
所以呢，我们要用长辈的爱去爱他们。
So we need to love them as being older than they are.
第二，就是要跟从他们父母的关系。
And second, they would like to follow their relationship with their parents.
换句话说，你我要跟他们国内的父母取得这个通信，取得的父母的信任。
In other words, we need to get the trust of their parents from China.
不光是关心他，还得关心他在国内的家人。
Not only care for them, we also need to care for their parents.
第三，他们寻求忠诚信实的友谊。
Third, they are looking for trust, faith, and friendship.
所以我们就是跟他们交朋友。
So we just need to make friends with them.
第四，我们要发现他们当中已经有撒过、被撒过种子的人。
Number four, we need to discover those who have been sowed seeds.
那过去他们有可能接触过福音的。
Some of them probably have touched the gospel before.
这些是优先。
Those are our priorities.
第五是尽量容许他们参与。
Number three, we need to let them participate.
因为他们有那种自主的需要，还有他们也寻求归属感。
Because they would like to be independent, and we need to satisfy their sense of belonging.
第六，所用的信息一定要简洁清楚。
6, the message must be concise and clear.
不需要讲很多，只要讲福音，讲真理的重点。
We don't need to talk much, or we only need to talk about the gospel, its truth.
第七，利用网络的科技。
Number 7, we need to make use of the internet and technology.
所以用简单的信息来沟通。
So use like text, very simple messages to communicate.
重复多次比一次讲一大堆好。
Repeating multiple times is better than telling them one time with a lot of information.
第八，我们也要会关怀社会的议题。
Number 8, we also need to pay attention to the societal topics.
了解他们对弱势的关心同情。
And understand how they are being sympathetic towards meek and lowly.
所以有的时候要看看国内的新闻，特别的事情。
So sometimes we probably need to read news from China.
第九，我们要强调圣经的真理。
Number 9, we need to emphasize the truth of the Bible.
引发介绍深度的信仰、人生观的意义。
Provide and introduce the opportunity to grow deep faith.
最后，我们自己要有美好生活的见证。
And finally, we need to be good living testimony.
就是我们被神的灵所触摸的这种见证。
That is how we are being touched by God's Spirit.
因为这他们才能够体会信仰的真实。
So from here they can feel the truth of our belief.
做好关怀的工作有六点。
There are 6 points to care for people.
以真爱做出发点。
True love is our beginning point.
对自己的要求是殷勤、火热、持续、喜乐、忍耐跟祷告。
Requirement for ourselves is being zealous, fervent, continuous, joyful, patient, and with prayers.
对别人的态度是要分享，也要宽容。
And attitude towards other people is to share and also need to be tolerant.
常常运用同理心，能够谦卑自己。
We need to be empathetic and we need to humble ourselves.
对于同工的态度，我们要追求和睦。交托给神。
Our attitude towards co-workers is that we need to make peace and we need entrust to God.
最后，传扬主的福音要用智慧，也要用圣经来劝诫。
Preach gospel of Christ, we need to have wisdom and we need to proclaim.
求主帮助我们，让我们做关怀的工作，做得更合主的心意。
May God help us so we will do this caring ministry to be more pleasing to Him.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads.
主啊，你把许多人他们的灵魂放在我们的手中。
Lord, you put many people's souls in our hands.
我们不能忘记你给我们祝福人的特权。
We cannot forgive the privilege you give us to bless people.
让我们不但是爱人，也要爱人的灵魂。
So not only we love people, we also need to love their souls.
求主帮助我们，让我们每一个人都可以成为一个关怀别人的人。
May God help us so each one of us can become a person who cares for other people.
听我们的祈祷。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。